Renewable Fuels Association President Jeff Cooper told reporters on Thursday,
"We are a resilient industry. We've pulled through extreme challenges and catastrophes before, and we will get through this one as well."
It may not be pretty. Margins are tight for ethanol producers. RFA Chief Economist Scott Richmond says on Wednesday, average spot margins in the industry were roughly negative 25 cents per gallon. Guardian Energy Management CEO and RFA Vice Chair Gene McCarity oversees ethanol plants in Janesville, Minnesota and Hankinson, North Dakota.
"We have a defined amount of space to store ethanol on site, and then our customers have a defined amount of storage if there really is significant demand destruction. And obviously the second one is around the margin concerns. In today's environment with ethanol at historic lows less than a dollar, there's no one today that is covering our variable costs in operating these ethanol plants."
Alcorn Clean Fuel CEO Randy Doyle says closures will also impact people.
"This is going to directly impact our folks, and we're doing everything we can to mitigate that, whether it's from the risk of exposure to the virus or trying to keep our facilities open and operating and keeping everyone employed and at work."
Cooper says it's too early to say with certainty what the U.S. ethanol industry looks like in terms of capacity and use on the other side of this Black Swan event. There are a few things being considered in Washington, D.C. to help the ethanol industry retain workers, even if plants have to suspend operations, but Cooper wouldn't elaborate further. The ethanol industry continues to ask the Trump administration to uphold a court ruling as well on small refinery exemptions. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.